For number 10, with the first five, which is the Children and Families Commission, we worked with them. We provided them information with the requirements for bringing their publicly available pay schedules into compliance. After the Audit Committee meeting on June 26th, there was a follow-up request from the Audit Committee. On July 3rd, I provided correspondence to the employer, just clarifying why, in their response, that they wouldn't be able to do bring their pay schedules into compliance until December of this year. We received a response back that in the fall and then through at their December 9th meeting, annually, that is when they adopt their salary and benefits, which they do on an annual basis. So they want to have that, they actually adopt that resolution at that meeting every year. So it's part of their governance and meeting structure. When they actually finalize all their benefits and salaries for the year. So it's after their budgetary process and when they've actually received information regarding their benefit cost. And then that's all provided for adoption at their December meeting. So
I'm a little concerned with this response, and I'm sorry to characterize it this way, but it was, I use a nice word, dismissive. It basically said, we told you we'll get around to this in December. Doesn't matter if we meet twice a month. We're still going to get around to it in December. And I'm wondering why we can't be a little bit more forceful in our request. We're not asking for something that out of the ordinary. I'm wondering whether or not this is just a blow-off letter, for lack of a better expression.
Well, my read actually was a little bit different, explaining their own governance process. We don't want to step into their governance process. Looking back in the previous years when they've scheduled this meeting, the response is consistent with what their practice has been in previous years. The item as far as bringing it into compliance, the retirement system doesn't appear to be at grave risk because of the item and the observation related to that. I think the response was appropriate and in keeping with their practice.
Wasn't this basically the issue of posting the salaries?
Well, it has to be adopted by their governance, by their board.
I may be missing something. The current salary levels and whatnot have already been adopted, correct?
Correct.
This was an administrative step of making sure that they're posted.
Well, and adopted by the board, their governance.
They've been adopted, correct?
Right. The items that were missing, they didn't include the individual job titles specific to each class.
Right.
They had three broad categories, that was executive, administrative, and so forth. But they didn't spell out the exact title of each position under each category. So that's actually what would have to be expanded, and that was the finding that we had with the employer. So they had partial, but they needed to actually indicate each position in salary range. So that's what was missing for what they had previously adopted.
Saying those salary ranges, that parsing of the salary structure has not been approved or adopted?
That's correct. So that's the additional detail that their board would have to adopt.
Okay.
So Jerry, just as, just not for nothing, but like our board adopts an MOU that says we're going to get this cost of living increase based on this factor, but they haven't approved for finance administrator what my actual salary is. I think it's just kind of a little bit of parsing. I don't know if that's helpful or not.
It seems like this, it's regularly scheduled December 9th. I'm sure they don't meet monthly.
They do.
Well, they do.
The board does?
They meet regularly, twice a month, as I recall.
Yeah, we took a look at what their posted schedule was. They had items already agendized, going through the fall. To your question, that was communicated in my letter of July 3rd to the employer, and then they provided that response back.
Okay.
Is that all on item 9?
That's all on item 9.